All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, September 13th of 2025, and we have a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend here. College football, MMA, NFL, MLB, as well as others. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show here on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. Why don't we get SaberSim pulled up here? We did have a number of questions come in prior to the show, so we will just work our way through those one at a time and see where we go. So, first question of the day. Hi, Andrew. Could you explain in the settings correlation and sim diversity? Yes, we can absolutely do that. So let's go over to a build. Okay, so just want to call out one resource prior to this. So if you go to the top right corner, you go to help. Not how to's. How to do this, how to do that. I believe it's going to be in this old SaberSim tutorial section, correlation and sim diversity. Okay. So this is more like a frequently asked question kind of thing. But we do have like some documentation on this. So I'll just paste this here in case anybody wants to hear additional conversation around this after I'm finished talking about it. But when you go into the settings, right, you're going to see correlation and sim diversity. The values here are going to change based on the sport, based on the slate type. Is it a showdown? Is it a classic? Based on the number of games on the slate, are there 12 games? Are there two games? Are there four games, right? All those kind of things will lead to slider changes. We basically run back tests and figure out which settings produce the highest lineups most often for like the slate size in question. So that's where these default values come from. Now, effectively what they're doing, right? So like if we click on a player and we're going to click on Lamar Jackson here, right? You're going to see some correlations in the app. These are the raw player correlations that come from the play-by-play sim. So when Lamar does good, typically Zay Flowers does good in our sims. The correlation slider is basically amplifying those correlations to think about like making it a bigger number in order to promote stacking. So like if we take an example like baseball, right? If you run a default build on SaberSim, no rules, you'll typically get a lot of big stacks. You get five stacks, four stacks. And the reason for that is that the correlation slider is usually very high. It could be around like 7, 8, 9, 10. And it's promoting stacking, right? It's when one player is in a lineup, the correlation slider is making it more likely other players on the same team end up in the lineup as well. So that's what correlation does. Sim diversity basically determines how many sims we use from each game on the slate when we build an individual lineup. So every time we build a lineup, we are taking game sims. We are playing them all out together. So think about like each game sim creates a slate simulation, which are all the games on the slate. We play those out, we figure out how the players do, and then we build the best lineup possible under the salary cap. That's effectively what's happening here when we build lineups. Sim diversity basically determines how many lineups we use, how many game sims we use each time. So, for instance, when this is at 10, we are taking one sim of each game on the slate and playing out the slate. We have 25,000 sims of each game on the slate, last I checked. So when you're on zero, you're just using the average score that the player scored across all 25,000 sims. At everything in between, it's a scale. So 10 is 1. 9 might be 5. 8 might be 25, 7 might be 100, right? And it just goes more and more Sims the lower and lower you go until you get to all of these Sims at 0. So that is what the sliders are doing. So let me know if there's any follow-up there. All right, I answered this one in support earlier, but I thought this was also a good office hours question, so we'll tackle it here. I'm seeing NFL lineup ROI well over 100% and several into 200% range for large field. I have not set the min ROI to filter lineups to 0 or greater. I remember the general rule of filtering out lineups with a negative ROI, but with the higher percentage showing, should I consider setting a filter for a higher number than 0? I have not heard or read about anyone else doing this, so figured it's worth some discussion. Also, I have not made any adjustments to projections, etc. Thanks. All right. Very good question. So you normally will see higher ROIs in like some of the big stuff, like the $3.20 max, the $1.20 max, even the Millie Maker. You could see like really big ROIs because the contest is kind of like so top heavy. And those are like some of the most common contests that I'd say like casual players are playing, where you can enter kind of a little bit of money and win a lot. Right, you can enter $3 and win like 100,000. You can enter $1 and enter like and win like 20,000. Right, so you know, you enter 50, you enter 20, you win a million. Right, like those are the contests that kind of capture the crowd that wants to do that, and those tend to be a little bit of like the fishier players. Right, so the ROIs, I've seen like values like that in the post contest sim, so I don't think it's abnormal. Now, as far as anything you should do, so in case anybody doesn't know this, and let's run a quick build here. All right, let's let this run. Giving this a second. All right, just about done. Lineups are loading. Sim is running. Diversifier is running. All right, so we get into the post build here, right? And let's say I have a portfolio of 20 lineups. So it's going to re-diversify. So the builder, this is what I kind of wanted to point out here, is that the builder is only going to use positive ROI lineups automatically. It's not going to consider negative ROI lineups in the portfolio solve. That's a big thing I wanted to kind of point out here. So I don't think it's necessary to set an ROI greater than 0 filter anymore specifically. Now, as far as setting a filter greater than 0, I probably still wouldn't do it. Sometimes it just comes down to kind of the way the portfolio solver is working, where what it does, right, is it uses ROI as like its source of truth. Like, hey, this is, you know, kind of what we're basing the portfolio around. Then it goes through all those lineups and then figures out which lineups best complement one another, right? So like for this example, the fifth lineup here is 9% ROI. The sixth lineup here is 43% ROI. Right? People might ask, like, hey, you know, why is that happening? Because it's not just doing the highest ROI top down. Usually the higher ROI lineups are pretty concentrated, have a lot of similar players, because it's those players that are kind of getting to that outcome, right? So what the builder does now with the portfolio, it's like, okay, which next lineup best complements the ones that came before it as far as like swings go, as far as wins and losses go long term. And like here, the builder is saying, hey, like, yeah, you know, there are some higher ROI lineups, but we really think that this fifth lineup with a 9% ROI is a better complementary lineup to the four that came before it than would be the sixth lineup. And the 43% still ends up getting used, but it just ends up getting used a little bit later is kind of what's happening here. So the portfolio style is very, very smart. I would trust it, but I don't think you need to do anything as far as like ROI filters or anything go. But very good question. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, after using GeoMeeting/some ownership for tomorrow's NFL slate, if we still have takes, should we still adjust exposures to a certain player or just trust the Sims? Okay, so I do want to clarify my advice here. I wouldn't use GeoMean and some own. Well, I specifically wouldn't use GeoMean for like a main slate. You know, what are you trying to do with GeoMean, right? Well, you're trying to limit duplication of your lineups compared to the other lineups in your contest, right? So if we just go back to last Sunday and then we'll pull up, you know, a pretty normal contest. Go to DK. Go to contests. Okay. We will look at what's a contest a lot of people are playing. Quarter jukebox seems fine. Might take a minute for like 118,000 contests, but should load. Yeah, sometimes it'll take a minute to load, but should come through. Let's wait one more time. Cool, so loaded. All right, so we go to users. Come on, don't fail me now. This is why it's like hard for like some people say they have trouble with like flashback on mobile. You know, I'm running like this on my laptop and it's just so much information to pull in that like phone processing power 100% has trouble like handling all this, even if like my laptop has trouble handling this. You know, my laptop has more computing power than a phone does. So just small note there. Come on. We can do it. If not, we'll do a smaller contest. All right, last one. If you don't have a bunch of other things running on your computer at the same time, like streaming software and stuff, I doubt you run into this issue. Okay. Let me fix this. But basically, the point I was trying to make was that if you go into flashback and you look at like most contests on the main slate, you're going to see that the average dupes is zero. That's all I wanted to show. Is that average deuce is generally zero. So you don't need to worry about duplication, which is effectively the primary reason for using a GeoMean filter. Now, a some ownership filter, I could still see that being useful if you're just trying to avoid some of like the chalkiest lineups or something along those lines. I think that's still okay to use, but I just kind of wanted to clarify my stance on Geomine. Now, if you still have, you know, takes and you still, you know, aren't getting to the guys you want, I would adjust your exposures, right? Like, hey, I think it's okay if you take the approach, like, you know what? If I'm going to lose, I want to lose with my guys. I think that is like totally an okay thing to just kind of think and kind of, you know, base your process around, right? Like, I think if you don't play your guys and they get there, you're going to be kicking yourself, right? But if you do play your guys and they don't do well, well, there's kind of no one else to blame, right? And I think it's a little bit easier to like kind of swallow the loss there. So that's just my opinion. I think it's good to find a balance, right, between trusting the Sims and working in your own opinions. I don't think you should really, I think you should try to find like a middle ground, right? I think middle ground's always like the best rather than leaning too far one way or too far the other. So I think, you know, something you could do, right? Say that, I don't know, we'll find a player we have negative leverage on. Say I really like Saquon Barkley, right? I think Saquon is going to, you know, have a good day. He was really good last year, right? But we only have one lineup with him, right? And his ownership is like somewhere around like 12-ish%. Well, what I would do, right, is, okay, SaberSim kind of doesn't like Saquon, but I do. At a minimum, I do not want to get beat by Saquon. I will be so upset if he is just the play you need to have and I have so little of him. So like what I would do in that situation where I feel one way, SaberSim disagrees, I would meet in the middle and say, at a minimum, I'm going to match his ownership. That way I have as many shares of him as the field does. If he does good, and then if he does bad, I lose as many lineups as the field does. So what I would do here, right, is like probably set like a 15 minimum exposure. Just like if I have to break the tie between 10 or 15 here, I'm going to lean like on the high side, right? In this situation, you know, I apply my minimum exposure and then let SaberSim kind of roll with it from there. So that's the approach I would take in this scenario, right? I think you can use that for like a number of situations that you find yourself in. So hopefully that helps, but I think it should. All right, next question. How come when creating templates under editor, it leaves copies? Also, I've noticed metrics from the lineup pool now onto the actual lineup group contests that were run. Any particular reason? And how will that work now using Portfolio Plus with my own custom metrics? Just trying to see some clarification for diversification purposes. Thanks. Okay, so a couple of things here. When we're talking about the templates here, I think we are talking about player pool templates, which we don't always talk a bunch about, but I could definitely kind of touch on it. So let me know if I'm talking about the wrong thing, but I think this is what we're talking about. So we're talking about this templates over here. So there's like lineup templates, which are like your groups and stuff. And then there's the templates over here, right? What this is basically kind of like set up your build, where you set up any like filters or like rules or like min and max salary changes, and then you can effectively save them. And then what you do is, it's like, let's say, you know, I want to change my min salary to like 49,000. Maybe I want to put on like a filter. I don't know what these are. That says like show projection greater than, I don't know, 3. Save that. Turn it on. Oops, turn it off. Maybe I do like a stacking rule. I'll do like one stack rule. Okay, so I say stack. I like to use the advanced. Quarterback equals 1. I'm open to having a defense. And then let's say I want at least, I don't know, we'll do big stacks, right? Maybe I want at least 2 position players from the same team. And then on the opposing team, maybe I'm willing to play at least 2 run backs. So I'm willing to play 2 run backs from the opposing team. I want at least 2 players on the same team. So QB plus two with up to two bringbacks as an example, right? And I'll just call it stack rule. Okay, save that. All right, so what have I done? I've changed a filter, changed the rule, changed my minimum salary. I can go to my templates. I can click save. And I could name it if I want, right? So now I have like a template. If I go to a new build and then I go to my templates and then I click it, it activates everything, changes the minimum, puts the rule on, puts the filter on. So this is what the templates do, right? Let's say that I want to like basically update it, right? What I would do is like, okay, maybe instead of 49,000, I actually want 49.5. I would just make the change and then I would just resave it because everything else is already going to be on. And then it just gets like a new timestamp. And then I would just delete the old one. I think there's an issue with this pencil icon pulling up like the wrong prompt because it brings up the same prompt as share template does. But I don't think you really need to like edit it. I just think you need to make your other adjustments, resave it, and then delete the old one. So hopefully that's what we were talking about. But even if we weren't, it's not something we talk about ton about. So it's good to kind of touch on that. Let's see. Let's go back to this build where we already ran some lineups. So now we're talking about lineup pool and like kind of diversifier and custom metrics and stuff like that. So let's let this load. So the lineup pool doesn't have metrics. You could kind of hack this to like create them. So in case anybody's looking for like the sort option, it's in here now, just so you guys know, like in the dropdown. If you wanted to see like, hey, what is the average projection across my whole pool? I would use the add lineup group button down on the bottom. I would change the my lineups number to however many lineups are in your pool. So in this case, 550. And then I would set up the metrics that you want. So let's say I just want projection. So now I can see that the average projection across all the lineups in my pool is 126.32. But the average projection across the top 20 lineups in my pool is If you ever need the diversifier to run again, easiest thing is just change a max exposure from 100 to 99. I'm really confused why my diversifier is not running. Okay, let's just resim. I'm not really sure why this isn't working. So what I would do if I were in the situation, right? I would just try rebuilding. I think it has something to do with creating the group after the lineup's built and the portfolio solved. I don't really know why it's happening. I'll check it out more later. But like as far as troubleshooting steps, I would just try rebuilding lineups. So let these run. Okay, Build Ran. Saying there's 500 lineups. So that doesn't work. Now it's kind of time to reach out. Second. Okay, I actually think I know why. So this is an interesting one. I think it's because we're using all of the lineups in the first group. And those are all the lineups in the pool. But we have the avoid duplicates across lineups group button on. So basically there's no lineups left to put into the second group. So if we turn this toggle off, now the lineups get reused and we can see it. See, that's obviously like pretty hard to like intuitively know. So even then, right, like reaching out to our team and then having one of us figure that out, you know, I would normally like do that offline, right? And like, oh, okay, this is what's happening here, and then kind of explain it. But can be, you know, a little tough to figure out sometimes. But either way, that's what's happening. We're using all the lineups in the pool in the first one, and we're not allowing it to duplicate, so then no lineups are getting assigned to the second one. So technically nothing's wrong there, but it's just a little hard to figure out. But all right. But anyways, we were trying to say earlier, right, that okay, our top 20 lineups have a higher average projection of about 6 points, which is like really good there. Now, as far as using portfolio and custom metrics go, right, which was part of the question here, portfolio or even portfolio plus will only use ROI. Okay. So if you want to use a custom metric, then you need to change diversity to uniques. And then you'll have this rank by column appear. And then you can change the rank to whatever you want. Now, normally what we recommend is using portfolio solve for picking lineups, but filtering based on your custom metrics. So basically you're taking your pool, you're shrinking it down based on your custom metrics that you care about, and then you're letting the builder pick from the effective available pool that you've given us and letting it decide which ones are the best to play. So like, that's the way I would recommend using custom metrics and portfolio. I think we touched on most of everything of this question. So if there's any follow-up, let me know. Got a little bit sidetracked, but glad we were able to figure that out. All right, next question. If I don't have contest sims, what is the best way for me to build a pool of lineups? Should I blindly trust the sims and run it? Should I cut the pool? What are the best practices? Okay, so just want to clarify one thing here, right, is, and we don't need two groups anymore. So on the... Let's go to, hold on. Let's go to a different page. Okay, so we have two subscription offers, right? On Starter, the portfolio solver uses what we call a simple contest sim, where it runs one contest sim with the default payout structure for all of your contests, and then uses that to solve the portfolio. On Ultimate, it uses exactly which contests you're in, their exact payout structure, and that's for every contest in your set. So this is a lot more specific. It's like hyper-specific, right? And then this one is a little bit more generalized. So I just want to say that if you're using portfolio like this, it'll say portfolio. We are using a simple contest sim to solve your portfolio. The portfolio plus is where it is the hyper specific approach. So just one clarification there. But as far as building lineups and everything goes, I can't recommend these videos enough. I think that going to Saber School, going to the Saber system, watching one of our coaches build lineups on the 150 max playbook, this second video is like showdown specific. And then also watching these lessons 1 through 3. I would probably just watch these bottom up here. If you want to focus on, you know, maybe you're not playing showdown till Monday. Okay. You know, skip the showdown one, go straight to 150 max. But this will show you everything about how we recommend building lineups. And really the only difference is using portfolio versus portfolio plus would be like the only difference there. But check these videos out. Can't do them justice here. And that should get you kind of on your way there. All right. Next question. Is it more important to have accurate ownership or accurate projections? Does this question change when considering flashback sim ROI? Okay. So one quick note on flashback sim ROI. So the flashback sim ROI is calculated based on the Saber sim projections. Okay. So if you have one set of projections or takes, right, and we have a different one, let's go back to Saquon Barkley, right? Maybe, you know, you think he's going to do really good. So you actually boost his projection from like 19 to like 22, right? And maybe you're right. Maybe he does have a good day. Maybe he scores like 25 fantasy points. SaberSim would probably like your lineups a little bit less than if you ran the post-contest sim with your projection adjustment as like part of, you know, the truth source there, right? So the projections used in flashback are SaberSims. So if you're adjusting projections, uploading custom projections, I would always, you know, take the results like a little bit with like a grain of salt. Maybe, you know, you sacrifice, I don't know, I'm literally making up numbers, but, you know, assume you sacrifice 5 to 10% sim ROI when you use different projections in flashbacks. Like if you're, you know, negative 30% flashback ROI, you can't just like chalk that up to like, oh, I'm using different projections. You know, that's still like a little too low. But if the top people are like 80% and you're at like 40%, well, you know, I think you probably can like still assume those like solid lineups that probably would have graded out like a little bit better had you run the post contest sim with your set of lineups, right? So just kind of keep that in mind. Now, I think that ownership is super important here, and not just ownership, but like lineup construction, right? So like something that has a really big impact on flashback sim ROI is, were the field lineups close to what the field actually did, right? Because the pre-contest sim takes your lineups, puts them into a contest with the field lineups, which is our best guess at what we think the field is going to do, and then figures out which of your lineups perform best against those. The more accurate or more accurately you can project what stack types are going to be used, what player combinations are going to be used, what rates players are going to be played out, which is like the ownership projections, that only makes your pre-contest sim better, therefore making the lineups that you play stronger, right? So I would actually say that, you know, ownership probably is more important here. Projection obviously matters in building strong lineups, like just building them in the first place. But if you, the more accurate you can get the field projections, which is the ownership, the better I think you're going to do in post-contest sims. All right. Next question. Do you guys not accept Canadian credit cards? I actually do not know the answer to this question, but it would probably be a better question to send to support@sabersim.com. And then from there, we can figure it out and see what we can do. But I actually do not know the answer to this one. All right. Next question. Follow up. So let's say I made a custom metric. Now it looks like Portfolio Plus is under diversity and rank by ROI, which now it can be ranked by my custom metric will be the way to use now instead. Thanks. Okay. So if you make a custom metric, right, and you want to rank by it, you got to change diversity to uniques and then select your custom metric. Now, let's say you do that, right? So, okay, I'm going to, you know, set up a custom metric, and we'll just assume projected score here is the custom metric. For example, if I change diversity back to portfolio, I am not solving the portfolio with projected score. So if you change to uniques, change rank by from ROI to your custom metric and then back to portfolio, you are not solving the portfolio with your custom metric. It is switching back to ROI. Portfolio will always 100% of the time use ROI. So I just want to be really clear that portfolio uses ROI 100% of the time. And the only way to use a custom metric is to use uniques. And then Sammy said, awesome, that show will work. Andrew was wondering what was the best way to take advantage of both. Right on. All right, next question. So I haven't used SaberSim in some months. Is the portfolio plus just the ROI? Where can I find an explanation for it? Yeah, we talked about it a lot here. I know this question came in kind of like halfway through the show here. So we've talked a lot about it, but for more kind of in-depth explanation on it, if you go SaberSim, maybe? No, I would probably go to the top right. If you go to help, and then you go to release notes, okay, this release notes section, scroll down, go to this lineup groups and portfolio diversifier, our next major update. Okay, I will drop this here in the YouTube chat, but this will basically break down what it is, kind of how it works, and give you a really good starting point there for understanding it, along with everything else we talked about today. All right, next question. How do you see ROI, et cetera, on mobile? Can't see the abbreviations are cut off like R, Proj, Sim, et cetera, down the line. Have no idea what they are because you can't expand it. Okay, first thing I would try on mobile is decreasing your zoom. So like for like me, right, I can come to like my Chrome browser and like decrease the zoom. I would try that on your mobile browser. You can also turn your phone into like landscape mode, just like open up more space so you can see more things. And then the more space available, it should render. But if you're having trouble doing that and it's not working, what I would do is I would take a screenshot of it, what you're seeing, and then I would send it to support at sabersim.com and just like, hey, you know, I'm trying to see this. I really can't. You guys have any ideas or can you guys help me out? And then our team can, you know, go on our side and see if we can figure out a way to help you accomplish the goal you're trying to accomplish. All right, next question. I know the projections and own part, but don't see ROI and don't understand really what all the other columns signify. So I think this goes back to the mobile thing, but I do want to emphasize that, how do I say this? You know, it's like sometimes people will come and they'll be like, hey, you know, I see all of this data here on the right, all these detailed stats, you know, what am I looking for? And like, the answer is like, you don't need to look for anything because anything you see here, SaberSim is like accounting for, right? The ROIs, like SaberSim knows we want to play the higher ROI lineups. Like SaberSim knows we want to play the players with higher percentiles. You know, this is just kind of, it could be a little bit information overload, but we give it to people who want to look at those things, right? So you don't have to look at anything. You're not looking for anything because you're like, oh, hey, the higher ROI lineups. Like, yeah, of course we want to play those, right? SaberSim knows that. So I think there are things you can look for. Like if you're hyper specific, you know what I mean? Maybe you have opinions, right? If you have opinions coming in and then you want to look for those and target those, okay, great, right? But if you're like, hey, what am I looking for? If you don't really know, you know, sometimes less is more, right? And at that point, it's kind of more like, hey, I'd recommend kind of trusting the Sims there a little bit. All right, next question. When creating single template, is it a great idea to have one single bullet or let the ROI be more effective per contest? Okay, so what we recently did, right, with regards to templates is we grouped your single entries together and your contests that are greater than one entry so you could better manage exposures, right? So like for instance here, right? I set this 99 exposure to Lamar Jackson. If I had a group and it had one contest for a single entry, setting a 99 max exposure here would make it so any single entry didn't play Lamar Jackson. That's probably not what people want, right? They had no intention of that. But in a single entry, your exposure is either zero or it is 100%. There's no in between, right? 99 is effectively zero in a single entry here. So that's why it wasn't super intuitive. And the way the portfolio solver works now is even if you have more than one contest in a group, it understands the ROI for each contest and uses the contest's specific ROI when deciding which lineups to choose. So it is a lot safer now to group your single entries together to better manage your exposures across all of your single entries rather than push these exposures to every single entry group, which basically leads to you playing worse lineups on average. All right. Next question. Can you explain percentiles, columns, or is it a better, or is there a better spot that explains it? Yeah, I can definitely explain it. We do have some documentation on it as well. So I just want to call it out, but I'll happily explain it. So you go into the old SaberSim tutorials, player and lineup percentiles. This is a good video kind of talking about it. You can watch this in tandem with what we discuss here, but going back. So the player percentiles. So basically it like you click on a player, right? We'll take Lamar again. This is his range of outcomes in the Sims. So we're saying if you come in here, 1% of the time he scores about 45 points. 2% of the time he scores like 40 to 45. You know, you can kind of go down here and see what his most common outcomes are. The percentiles describe that in kind of like a more number kind of format here, right? So like if I group these all together, because they're kind of all over the place. So what we're saying here is that in 1% of our game sims for the Baltimore game, Lamar Jackson scores at least 46.9 points. In 5%, he scores at least 38.6. In 25%, he scores at least 28.5. That's what the percentiles are describing. So this is effectively the player's upside, right? Like how many points can they score, right? Here it looks like Jamar Chase has, you know, the highest upside on the slate. And you know, if you guys remember, we've seen Jamar Chase have like 11 receptions, 270 yards, and like 3 touchdowns. Like, yeah, that kind of makes sense that his upside is, you know, insane, right? So that's what the percentiles are describing there. But you can watch that other video for more info on it. Next question, I accidentally deleted the default templates. How do I get them back? You got to recreate them. So I'll pull them up here. So the first one looks like this. A group for each contest where my entries is greater than one. And then the second one is a group for all of my contests where my entries equals one. So the big difference is all versus each, and then the other one is greater than one, and this one's equal one. So you just, you know, pause it, recreate them as needed. All right, jumping back to Discord, a couple more questions here. Got a two-parter. And then one more. Get these in. All right, we're going to read both these. So can you explain what GeoMean is? I understand it can be good for NFL Showdown. Does it give an upper hand in NFL Showdown versus not using it? Also, are there any other sports or types of slates where it's worth using? Second part, is it correct thinking that by using GeoMean, you are less profitable ROI in general, but you increase your chance at taking home a first place prize by yourself without duping? Okay, good question. So GeoMean, and we have another like tutorial that kind of breaks this down like really in depth that I did a while back. So it says how to ownership product and ownership geometric mean work. I'll drop that here in the YouTube chat, and then I'll actually just drop it in Discord as we talk about this. So that video basically breaks down the differences between some ownership, product ownership, and geometric mean. But basically, okay, we'll do a super simple example. So say I have a two-player lineup. Lineup A has a sum ownership of 40%, and lineup B also has a sum ownership of 40%. But in lineup A, both players are 20% owned, and then in lineup B, one player is 35% owned, the other player is 5% owned. Lineup B is less likely to be duplicated because of the 5% owned player. So not only is some ownership important, but the individual ownerships matter too, because there's going to be less frequency for playing that 5% player, right? That's where product ownership comes into play, multiplying the ownerships together. Now, when you multiply percentages together, you get really small numbers. If 35% times 5% is 0.35 times 0.05, and then you're going to get some really, really small decimal number. GeoMean basically gives you like kind of like a more normal number, like a whole number, like 25.2, 22.7, something like that. That's a little bit more standard for people to work with. So that's what geometric mean is. It's a form of product ownership. But basically multiplying ownerships together is more accurate at predicting how likely a lineup is to be duplicated than simply adding them together. That is a simple definition of like GeoMean and why we use it. Now, it is important. Basically, I would consider using it in any sport where you need an optimal lineup, or any sport where you see high dupes in flashbacks. So like some contests that come to mind: Formula One, NASCAR, MMA, NFL Showdown, NBA Showdown, not so much MLB Showdown, League of Legends, you know, some of those like six-player formats. Golf is a no, right? Because there's so many players in the player pool. Player pool comes into play, right? So like what I would do if like I was asking this question, like, hey, do I need to use GeoMean for X contest? Well, that's a good question. Go look at a similar contest on a previous day and see how many dupes there were in the contests. You know, if you see average dupes are five or less for like the highest similar wires, probably don't need to do too much there. But if you see dupes start creeping up to 10, 20, 30, well, then now I would start accounting for it. So flashback can give you some insight into whether or not it is worth using for the sport/slate type that you are playing. So I would lean on that and just check it before building. All right, next question. If I create a core in the lineup builder and then build lineups from it that I want to use in my single entry contests, how do I move them into the lineup group that I created for my single entry contest? Okay, very good question. So let's turn off these templates and then let's open up a new build. So I get the blank lineup, right? And then I'm going to build a core. So I just click anywhere on here and I can add players, right? Maybe I want to do like a Joe Burrow stack. And then I go over to receiver. They have an early game, so I'm going to use Chase. And then I don't know, maybe I'm feeling like using like Mike Gesicki or something like that, like a pay down or Noah Fant, right? Pretty cheap. And then this is like my core, right? Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to build lineups. And let's just say I'm going to build like 200 lineups. Okay, so I build some lineups. Let this run. So this is like a good way of like, if you have opinions, like, hey, I know I want to play these guys. I like these guys, but then I'm willing to let SaberSim figure out the rest of this lineup, right? You put your takes in, and then you let SaberSim do what it does best, is like, hey, let's build the best lineups possible around these players. You know, this is like the new way of doing that. Trying to make it a little bit more intuitive, like similar to like how you hand build, like kind of on your phone. Okay, so those lineups will get generated in this build. Then what I would probably do is, now that I've generated the lineups, activate my templates. Okay, so then I go and I activate my templates. It's going to create groups for all of my contests. You can send lineups to another group. So if you go to this expanded view, you turn off compact view, I can use this little icon here, and it will send lineups to another group. So send to group in current build, send to another build, create new build with this lineup, send to favorites. I have all of these different options. So whatever one kind of serves your purpose, you know, you could send them to the favorites. You could send them to your single entry group, right? You have a bunch of different options here. So one of these should solve the problem that you're facing. So I would use one of those. All right. I think we're all caught up here. Nice long show ahead of an NFL Sunday. Very, very normal this time of year. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.